Hey everybody, Steve Cook with Premier Guitar, premierguitar.com, here with Adrian Ballou.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? Your resume reads like a who's who of rock and roll and the like. I mean, I don't want to sit here and inflate your ego too much, but...
Oh, wow.
But if...
Go ahead.
Okay, Wikipedia. Just do... I mean, pause this for a second. Wikipedia, and then go back. And then it reads like this long on a screen of who you worked with. So it's an honor for me to be standing here with you, and I appreciate your time today.
Thanks. My pleasure.
So we are in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And we're 12th and Porter, getting ready for a show.
Going to be a big show. This is where I live, so you know I'm going to have friends and family and lots of things going on, and I'm really excited about it.
That's awesome. And you get to sleep in your own bed tonight.
Yeah.
Which is good.
For the next few days, in fact. We have about a 10-day break before we resume, and we do 18 more shows.
Excellent. Promoting the new record.
It's been a big tour.
Promoting?
Well, there's not a new record. There is a new music app that comes out this Tuesday. It's called Flux, music that is never the same twice. It's a concept that I've had for many years, and it's taken about 5 actual years of recording it and working on it to bring it to fruition. It's hundreds of bits of pieces of music and songs, and they come at you in a fairly rapid pace, and they're interrupted by little things we call snippets, which could be anywhere from about a second to, say, 15 seconds long. And so you're listening to a portion of a song, and all of a sudden, maybe a car horn or a telephone rings or something, and then you're on to the next piece.
Wow.
And it has visuals. It's an app for iOS, iPhone and iPad, and those visuals are always different, always changing too. So it plays for half an hour each time you play it, and each half an hour is going to be
different,
never the same as any other half an hour, ever.
So you've always embraced technology, you know, I mean, you've always sort of reached out, you know, dare I say left of center, and tried to use what we have available at the time.
Yeah, and I've been really, really fortunate that technology, music technology, has been right alongside my career. They've just gone, when I started, you had an amp and a guitar.
Sure.
And that's it. And now I play through a laptop computer.
And some other toys.
And everything that's been, and everything. But I'm just making the point how far it's gone in that period of time. And I love technology for these reasons. It always excites me to find something I could never do before. A new sound, a new technique, some new device that creates something for me to work with, inspires me to write new music, and then becomes a part of that music.
And that's the beauty of what we do, you know, and having the inspiration hit you from other places, not necessarily maybe guitar, but the weird noise you got from said technology.
Yeah,
or,
way back when I started making, you know, animal noises, and I made a rhinoceros snorting kind of sound, I thought, well, you got to have a song to put that in, because otherwise it's just a goofy gimmick, you know?
Right.
So I wrote The Lone Rhino, my first solo record, around that idea.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And speaking of beautiful, you're holding your number one?
This is my number one baby right here in the world, made by Parker, of course.
Your signature model?
This is the Adrian Ballou signature model. And the only real things I changed about the actual guitar, because Ken Parker had already perfected the guitar, and he did that somewhere along the line in the 80s. So when I decided to make this my guitar all the time, I just wanted to bring onto it on board some of the latest technology sound-wise. So you have the Variac system here, which gives you 25 different types of guitars, 12 strings, acoustics, sitar, dobro.
How many of these
tele.
Are you using?
I don't use any of them in the live show.
Okay.
It's strictly a studio thing that I do, because I don't have time to really dial them in. You can. Someone can do that. It's very easy to do. It's either in its off position now. If I press it down, it's on. This knob right here is the same. If I pull it up, it's the sustainer pickup.
Okay.
And if you click it, there's a little click at the end. You hear that?
Yep.
Then it goes into the higher octave. And of course, I use the sustainer throughout the show. And
for those that don't know, I mean, sustainer is just
what it says it is.
Endless.
Endless sustain
endless.
Every note you play. This is the master volume, and it does 3 master volume things at once because of the fact that it's controlling the piezo pickup, it's controlling the MIDI guitar part, and the sustainer. So it's got a lot of work to do, this little master volume.
Well, no, this isn't true MIDI, is it? Is it? We were
this
talking earlier with your tech,
pin.
That's how I know.
Yeah,
okay, so it's 13 pin.
It's 13 pin.
Okay.
And Now, the only other thing I changed about the guitar is I asked them to put on these custom car finish paint jobs, 12-stage paint jobs that kind of look nice under lights.
And that's a mahogany body? Is that what?
Basswood, I think.
Basswood, yeah, okay, because your signature model, the production model is mahogany. That's why I asked.
But, okay, well then it's mahogany.
It's mahogany. We're basswood, either
you're,
one.
You're asking me?
Either one. I don't know.
My guitar?
Sure.
Why would I know?
The volume control, is that running, so these are all same level? You said it controls three things.
Yeah, they should be same level. Okay. There are some little holes here in the back, you see?
Okay.
That can adjust the levels of the two pickups and the piezo.
Okay.
So what you have on this guitar five-way switch-wise, this is that pickup.
Mm-hmm.
The middle is the piezo pickup, and this is the bridge pickup.
Gotcha.
In between are combinations, bridge and piezo, or here. Neck pickup and piezo.
And that's what kind of pickup?
A DiMarzio.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this is an original brand sustainer.
Gotcha.
So what else can I tell you about it? It's got the best tremolo system I've ever played.
Talk about that. It's not a spring system, is it?
It's not. It's a kind of a thin bar. It's shaped a little like that, and it flexes as you use the guitar. I've got this set up so that I can play the guitar down or a full third up. Stays perfectly in tune. It's got Spurzel tuners.
And
the best neck I've ever played, which is why I love my guitar.
What's the profile on that neck? Is it just...
Super thin and super quick, and because of there's perfect intonation on this neck. Now, with a Parker Fly, what they do is they coat it in the back with some kind of carbon epoxy, I think is what it's called. And they bake it in an oven.
Okay.
When it's still a piece of wood. And what happens, that increases the tensile strength of the wood by 10,000. So this neck is not going to move no matter what.
So when you're flying or you're...
You can stand on it in your kitchen if you want.
No problem.
And it's going to stay perfectly. Now also, one new thing that I've just started doing in this tour is using these new strings. D'Addario strings, they're called NYXL, mm-hmm. NYXL, and I swear to you,
I watched.
Just put a brand new set on, brand new set, took 5 seconds to do, because I just boop, through here, cut them off,
right.
And I tuned it once. Stays in tune.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I mean, what else can you ask of a guitar?
You know.
Also, of course, it weighs 4 or 5 pounds, so it's very, very nice and light. Feels really good to play. And I couldn't love it more. It's my favorite.
It's your number two?
This is my number two.
Can I pick this
just
guy
a
up?
Different color. Yeah. Same guitar.
And you're right, it is super light.
Yeah, super
so
light.
So everything is the same?
Everything's the same.
A little road worn here, you relic that one, that happens.
I didn't, someone else did. I take very good care of these guitars, but somebody knocked it over somewhere in Japan,
you.
I believe.
And that's a good shot right there of the 13 pin.
Yeah.
I'm going to get before because yours is plugged in, obviously. So.
Right. And that's.
Now,
when they sent me my production model of this, they actually sent me one that already had my autograph on the back.
How does that happen?
That's nice. I told him I could have done that myself, but this one
did. You can sign this one.
I'll sign that one later. Whoops.
And and one other thing too that maybe people don't know about these is this, the truss rod adjustment down here, which is pretty cool. I don't know if you could shoot a shot.
Yeah.
Get that. That's pretty interesting.
I love these guitars. They just sing
super
for me. They resonate perfectly. Stay in tune. They've got the best feel. They just make me play better. So I don't know what else I could do. Now, at home, if we were 30 minutes away at my home, I've got a studio full of all kinds of great guitars and all types. And I love those too. They all have great characteristics and change. You'll never get anything quite like a Gretsch out of a big old Gretsch, for example. But with this and with the Variac system, it comes pretty close to being able to do just about anything.
And, with your rig, with the samples, with the, we'll get to the full rig in a minute, but you've got consistency night in and night out, you know, as far as your tone, as far as your, you know, necks don't move, the, you know, the community doesn't, you know, mess with it, you know, so and you need that.
I keep this one right here with me at all times. It stays, I pretty much sleep with it.
It's light enough, you can carry it anywhere.
My wife doesn't mind.
Well, can you, do you mind taking a second and playing some of your favorite patches or some patches
sure.
for us?
Here's the most basic patch I have, which is called Jimmy, spelled like Jimi Hendrix, just as a tribute to Jimmy. And it's just a clean, compressed guitar sound. But if you use the expression pedal that's beside it, watch what happens. Turns it backwards.
Right.
That's all being done, of course, in the Axe FX.
In the fraction, right.
That's a basic program. Here's a basic kind of give you a basic soloing sound. This one's called Elephants. That one in particular, I think, is modeled after kind of a rectifier type sound. And what I like to do a lot in my solo world, as people have probably noticed by now, is pretend that I play really fast. And the way that I pretend I play fast is I have this device over here called the Digitech Harmony Man. And the Digitech Harmony Man, you can set different intervals, and if you use the intervals without the original signal, you get things like this. Now I'm just playing one note,
right.
But watch what happens. I'm just going to play a couple notes. Like... I think I play fast, but I'm not playing fast.
Can I borrow that?
You can have that.
Thank you.
I actually have that also with Digitech. We made the Impossible pedal, which does the same thing if you work in the stomp shop, you know, the setup they have that's all pedals. Mm-hmm. It's one pedal. You can download lots of pedals into it. We have one called the Impossible pedal that's modeled after what that does, and it gives you four different pitches. So very nice.
That is very nice.
Let's see. Big Electric Cat. I think it's the first song on my first solo album in 1982. That's an octave device thing, so you want to have your pickup in the neck position, and you get.
Now, did you go back and sample some of your original stuff from?
I didn't sample anything. What I did is I happened to have a full closet, walk-in closet. We call it the magic closet, of all the effects I've ever had.
Okay.
I've stored everything, and now they're all set up in this closet. They're all active. You can via five patch bays, you can go from one to another.
Wow.
So what I did do is go back and do a kind of a manual modeling of my sound.
I went back and said,
okay, here's the original Foxtones machine, which is what that sound originally was. Mm-hmm. How can I get that out of this?
And, right.
And I had some help from a few of the people at Fractal Audio. Matt Picone in particular came and helped me for a couple of days. And we sort of went through all the things that I would need to do this particular batch of material, along with the particular batch of material that I play with Crimson Project, because those are the two live shows that I put on. And so right here at my feet, with just very little gear, I can pretty much do anything I want that I used to do. If for example, I wanted to do, you're seeing a lot of titles, like Crimson titles.
Right. I'm smiling over here.
Yeah. I'm looking for, there's Frame by Frame, here's Beatbox Guitar. For example, if I wanted to do like a whale sound, you know. That's the sound there, it's called Drive. I have, interesting, curious sounds that I've kind of made up in the Axe FX 2, like this one. Or this one. Tons of them. They're all in there. Wow. And the last thing that I would explain that I do a lot is I also have, as you can see at the bottom of the rack, a VG99 mm-hmm. Roland, the virtual guitar system. I've written patches with that act as a second guitar. And sometimes they're in harmony with the first guitar. They do different notes. Sometimes they are a similar sound that just fattens it up. Sometimes they're a sound that's really kind of, let me show you one of my favorite sounds. This I use a lot. This is just a very simple thing. Here's the VG99 sound. See how it's very out of tune-ish, mm-hmm. wavering? I use that with the regular clean sound. To get a real nice sort of double track kind of sound.
Right.
I could go on and on, but I think we're run out of time if we go on too far.
I literally
have a few hundred programs written in there.
No, it's awesome. I appreciate you taking the time today to show us some of your toys.
And the last thing I would tell you about is that over here in the computer I have Ableton Live, and one of the things I use it for is my looper. It becomes my looper. So if I want to play, say, both the parts that Robert and I both played together in Frame by Frame, I can do that like this. There's my part.
Right.
Here's his part. It's supposed to go like that. I'm not doing it well, but sorry, Robert. I do it well every night, but I'm a little rushed here today.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. We're gonna talk to the your crew about your about
Great.
The rest of your setup. Thank you so much for taking time today.
My
appreciate
pleasure.
You so
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you. And have a great show tonight.
And ice picks that stick on your guitar. Ice picks. P-I-X.
Beautiful. Thank you. We're going to cut right there. We're going to run back around and talk about this pedal board and talk about this amp behind me, the Bose system, and everything you see. Hey, everybody. I am here with Andre Chumley, who is running the show for Adrian Ballou, which is a pretty big task. He's very humble. He is extremely knowledgeable, and he's going to run us through the signal path. Adrian was wonderful enough to take us through his guitar, his number one, his number two, actually.
Correct.
And so for coming out of that 13-pin,
sure.
Non-MIDI signal.
That's right.
Run us through from there.
Okay, great. I'm the guy who plugs everything in and makes sure it runs right. And I want to start out by saying, too, that while I had a hand in Adrian's older system, this system was designed by his incredible engineer, studio engineer, Daniel Rowland,
okay.
who then ran me through it. And I take care of it on the road and set it up every day. But basically, out of the 13-pin Parker Fly, it goes into the VG99, which at this point is almost vintage. I think those are about 15 years old.
Right.
That's a modeling device that you guys know well about.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian goes into the VG99. VG99 has a guitar out, like a mono guitar out. Comes out of there and into one of his favorite boxes, the Keeley compressor, which we all love. I mean,
which is hiding in the back of the rack. And we'll
hiding in the
show
back.
You the stills of that.
And yep. he loves how that just gives him a lot of sustain, just
right.
smooths out the sound.
Right.
So he uses the Keeley compressor for years now, and he hits that right away. Then he hits a SoundBlocks distortion, the MIDI version, mm-hmm. so he could turn that on and off through MIDI. And then from there, it hits this Digitech Harmony Man, which is a pedal that was kind of designed with him as an inspiration by Digitech. He just has it set to a second up. And he has a little trick that he does that he showed you guys.
Right.
He's been doing that for years with any kind of harmony pedal he can get. It hits that, and then it hits the Axe FX that everyone's very familiar with these days.
Right.
The Ultra is what he uses. From the Axe FX Ultra, we're going right to the house via some other things I'll get to in a second. But he goes right to the house and also to his amps. Tonight we're using one to his Atomic amp so he can monitor it. So that's pretty much the basic path into the VG99, into the Axe FX, one or two pedals in between there. The house is getting stereo Axe FX and stereo VG99.
Okay.
And Adrian controls the levels of those through MIDI control.
Pedals, right.
If we jump to that for a second, he's using the Liquid Foot, the LF Plus, which is great. You know, I've used MIDI controllers going back to like the MIDI Mitigator and all the different things in between, Schultz, whoever makes them. And this is incredible because one thing, you always have a lack of information when you have a MIDI pedal. It's usually a tiny little screen. We love the Liquid Foot. It's got 12, actually 13 screens.
Right.
12 little ones and one. So he gets to see names of what's coming up. His looper is labeled, clearing the looper. His playing his snippets, which are the little sound bites he plays.
And it's all color-coded.
It's all color-coded. And you can get in there and make those any color you want. So Liquid Foot, really incredible. It's got four expression ins. We're using three of them with some Roland EV5s. Those are also, man, those pedals go back and you use them for all kinds of neat tricks. So the whole system's under control of the Liquid Foot and using MIDI. Jumping over to how he monitors on stage, he's on in-ears.
Okay.
And he's got both of those stereo signals in his ears as well as his vocals. And he also has just a stage wash coming from the Atomic 50-watt reactor amp and his Bose L1.
That's a tube amp, right?
That's a tube amp. That's a 50-watt tube amp. And I think it's great. I love the Atomic stuff. And they kind of have come about. It's a power amp. There's no preamp stage. Actually, there's a 12AX7 in there, but there's no preamp controls in the traditional way of, you know, setting the tone and gain and things like that.
Right.
You've just got volume and the tweeter
on and off,
high end, and on and off. And you can use it as a speaker cabinet or as a power amp. But they're great because they're angled, which is like.
We were talking about that off camera. You know how Fender did that years ago.
That's right.
Flip it back, there you were, and then everybody's, you know, just aiming at your knees, or your thighs, and you had to go high, and now.
Yeah, pointed at your head. So that's great, he loves that. The Axe FX is in that, and in the L1s are the VG99, as well as his loops, and some of the snippets. Jumping back over to how he does the loops,
yes.
and just to wrap up the system here. So again, VG99 stereo, Axe FX stereo, they go into a Motu. We've got a Motu 828 Mark III on the mm-hmm. bottom. Those are great too. That's an amazing unit just still is one of the better ones. We control it all through QMix in the Mac. QMix lets you set up your mixes and you know, so his in-ear mixes are set up there. The mixes that are going to the house are set up there. And the mixes that are going to his Bose
Are
set up in QMix. So it's great. We have the same mix every night.
Sure.
His ear mixes are exactly the same every night, just tweaks the volume.
And he's also running something else with the laptop.
Exactly. The Motu also sends not only to the house, but into the laptop via FireWire. And his looping is being done in Ableton Live. So that's Ableton Live. He's been using that for the past couple of years. And Adrian's an artist who has used every looper under the sun. Going back, you know, Memory Man and the all kinds of the Boomerang and the different ones from Roland, etc. He loves this one because it's limited only by your hard drive space. So he's using Ableton for looping and for playing these little samples, these little sound bites. Can I trigger one right
Please.
Here and let people hear it? This. So these little sound bites, you know. These are little little samples that are 8-10 seconds long that appear in this show. So that's it. The computer's just got those in there mm-hmm. and the looping. Although he's done other stuff with Ableton and he's going to continue to grow with that. That's pretty much the whole system. Down below, there's a Shure PSM 600. That's his ears.
Right.
And we've also got a TC Helicon for some vocal effects that, you know, we bring that in from time to time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I do have a question going back to the fractal. And he told us this earlier, there's a closet, the magic closet at
the
his
magic
house.
Closet.
So
yeah.
The fractal can sample anything, you know, and you can put or basically
model
anything.
Model
yeah,
anything,
exactly, excuse me,
right.
Not sample. Mm-hmm. But Adrian took a different approach to his tones. Can
that's
you
correct.
Tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. Well, that's another thing that Daniel Rowland developed with Adrian. You know, I worked for Adrian about four or five years ago, 06 to 2010, and then it's been a few years. And I remember we had this closet full of pedals, just
and
amazing.
Like his original, just, like stuff from the, you know,
oh,
70s and 80s and stuff.
Old,
you know, just
Fox tones, old delay units, his Korg A5s that he used with David Bowie in 1990. You name it. You had a little history lesson just looking. And I came back years later and, whoa, all the stuff is arranged and plugged in and powered up in this beautiful, they built some shelves. And so what Daniel developed is basically a patch bay. And you guys got some footage of it,
right.
So you'll put that. But it's set up in such a way that, like a mad scientist, Adrian could go in there and say, what if that went into this and that went into this? So he can imagine any string of effects now and put them together. And
which is
in
a
this
gear junkie's, you know, heaven.
It's gear junkie's heaven, you know. So yeah, there's that. We were also talking about, and I think this is, you know, remarkable about Adrian. I mean, I'm a gearhead. That's why it's an honor to be talking to you guys, because I watch this all the time. But I also grew up, like many gearheads, figuring out what Adrian Belew is doing. And, you know, when I was 17, 18, 19 years old reading these interviews, he would talk about whether it was electroharmonics at that point mm-hmm. or early Roland, things like the GR-300 or whatever. And you had no internet. You had to just kind of read about it and figure it out. But what's remarkable about Adrian, many things creatively, is that he hears a sound, and he, let's say Lone Rhino, as he demonstrated. He hears a sound. He comes up with it. There it is. It's 1981. But then in 1985, when he switches his gear around, he's able to capture that exact sound, even though the gear's a little different now.
Right.
1989, 1992, 1990. Wherever he goes, if he needs to get that sound from 20 years ago, and you listen to a lot of artists, they can't really do that as well. The sound ends up sounding like the new gear.
Sure.
You know, and, sure. And I'm always amazed that he finds a way, because he's a tinkerer. He'll sit there for hours with all the parameters. He makes it sound like that sculpture of sound that he came up with. And that's, I think, one of the incredible inspiring things that he does with new gear. You know, what Fractal's done that a lot of others haven't done is really just over-designing on the chips and on the processing power.
Sure.
You know, a lot of devices have just enough processing power. They went way, and like just like audio, when you got headroom, things are going to perform better.
A lot of headroom in this.
A lot of headroom. So that's what I think sets that unit apart. It's just got so much processing power that nothing's ever struggling to be a chorus or to be a fuzz tone.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, thank you so much for your time. Thanks
absolutely.
For having us up here on stage and showing us all the toys and have a great time on the road.
Absolutely. It's been an honor talking to you guys. I guess one other thing I forgot. That's in the back, just for the completest nerds that are going to watch this, like myself, there's a Radial Pro 8 in the back.
Okay.
And that's how we get everything to the house.
Okay.
So, and that's really cool because you show up anywhere, you know what your DIs are going to sound like, and
right.
and the sound engineer can just get right back there, done.
Beautiful.
You know, so that's the whole rig.
Beautiful. It's a great rig.
Yeah. Thanks,
Thank
guys.
You. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Have a great show tonight. Talk
Absolutely.
To you soon. For
yeah.
Premier Guitar, premierguitar.com. This is Steve Cook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Premier Guitar, and we'll see you real soon. Thank you.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.